Good morning, sisters and brothers. I send to you greetings on this blessed Pentecost Sunday. My name is Skylar Rhodes. I'm the pastor here at Petaluma United Methodist Church. And as we celebrate one of the most powerful holidays in our Christian calendar, I greet you to come as we experience the power of the Holy Spirit. Come and be in worship with us in this unique and wonderful podcast as we begin worship with the eager and committed hands of so many people who make this happen. You are welcome in this community. This is the one place, sisters and brothers, where you get to be loved and accepted, not by how the world wants you to be, but just as you are, because that's how God loves you and that's how we love you. So welcome and come, let us receive our call to worship.
Please join me in our call to worship. Today we come to claim the Holy Spirit fire that falls upon us. Today we open our hearts to the transformational power of God's incredible love. Today we come to give not just an hour or so, but our whole lives to the Spirit of love, the Spirit of hope, the Spirit of joy. Hear our call to confession. Let us come together in prayer to acknowledge that we oftentimes resist the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us come together in prayer to confess that it's hard for us to give up control and to let God lead. Let us come together to invite the Spirit's power into our brokenness. Come, let us share all this and more as we pray silently together. As we renew our journey together, we do so knowing that we are beloved and forgiven people. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are all forgiven.
Today's first scripture reading comes from Romans chapter 8, verses 22 to 27. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit grown inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. This ends the reading.
Our scripture reading this morning is from Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they ask, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even among my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved."
Well, it's a pleasure to be here today. You know, Pentecost for me is my favorite holiday on the Christian calendar. And one significant reason is that the secular culture has not yet stolen Pentecost from us. We don't have, like we do on Easter and Christmas, we don't have Pentecost cards. We don't have to give each other gifts at Pentecost. We don't have the Pentecost bunny running around. We have this incredible movement of the Holy Spirit that fully is ours today. And I want us to really embrace the coming of the Spirit this day. Would you pray with me? Holy God, as we engage the power of your Spirit and unpack the text today, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our common heart be acceptable in your sight. For you and you alone are our rock and our redeemer. To you and you alone do we owe our allegiance. Amen. So I wanted to kind of ask you today, how many of you like messes? I mean, really. Who's going to raise their hand on this one, right? Most of us would say, I think, that we don't much like messes. Messes are, well, oh, they're messy, aren't they? Messiness defies our sense of order and control. Messiness makes it hard to plan. Messiness can make you trip over stuff in a lot of different ways, if you catch my meaning. Have you ever walked into a situation where you have had to clean up someone else's mess? Not much fun, is it? Or have you yourself been in a messy situation? Maybe it's one that you were part of causing. Could be something at work, in your family, in the neighborhood, in a civic context, or even a church. Yeah. I think it's safe to say that most of us try to avoid messiness. I mean, look at us in the church. We're called what? Methodists. In other words, we have a method, a way of doing things, an orderly process, a structure, and a hierarchy, all designed to, well, avoid messiness, right? And in many ways, I will tell you, I've spent my life trying to help maintain good order in the churches where I have served and to provide a setting that allows the gospel of Jesus to thrive and grow. This isn't a bad thing for any of us. But if we're honest, if we want to talk truth today, the reality is that there's a bit of a problem with our tendency to want to avoid messiness and chaos. And the truth of that is that God's Spirit is sometimes just plain messy, even chaotic, and almost certainly disruptive. I mean, look at this passage from Acts for today. All these folks gathered together for what was apparently some kind of a harvest or agricultural festival, and suddenly there was a violent wind. Violent wind. Or as it says in the King James Version, a mighty rushing wind. I don't know about you, but that doesn't sound good. I've been in hurricanes and close to a couple of tornadoes over the years, and violent rushing winds are things I generally try to avoid. But wait. As the guy in the TV ad says, wait, there's more! In the midst of this mighty wind, the Spirit descends as a flame and rests upon the head of each person there. Oh, you know, I mean, the Spirit sets your hair on fire, I guess. I don't know about you, but images of violent winds and fire are something we know all too well here in Sonoma County. Am I right? And knowing about these things, we tend to be a little nervous when we hear about hurricane-strength winds and fire dancing on people's mess. Oh, what a mess indeed. It's a scene of chaos and disorder. And then they notice. They notice that in the power of this crazy disruptive spirit, the division between people suddenly ceased to exist. All of a sudden, people from all different parts of the world who speak different languages, emerge from different cultures, can actually understand each other. Galileans, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, people from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Ephod, Libya, Cyrene, Rome, and more. Friends, this list represents most of the world known at the known world at that time. And the Spirit of God descends. And what a mess. Fire and wind. And something more than our usual orderliness, some potential, some possibility that beyond the hidebound realities of culture and rules, that the Spirit reaches to us and causes us to reach for others in a new holy sense of understanding. The full presence of the Spirit disrupts everything, literally everything. And in the disruption, in the gale force winds, in the fire of the Spirit, something miraculous happens. In that time, In that place, God's Spirit does the unthinkable, and it dissolves the boundaries of culture and language and brings us together as one. And friends, the Spirit unleashed can do this and more. This Spirit comes, disrupts, and makes room in the universe for things like the civil rights movement. It makes room for things like Black Lives Matter. It ignites Christian leaders like Cesar Chavez and William Barber. The Holy Spirit comes, and yes, let's be honest, it makes a mess. Oh, and what a mess. It makes a mess of our well-ordered but maybe not so functional world. It makes a mess of our preconceptions and our assumptions. It makes a mess of our expectations and our privilege. And it makes a mess out of the way we think things ought to be. Oh no, this Pentecost stuff isn't for the faint of heart, sisters and brothers. Indeed, this Jesus thing that we try to do calls us to expect the storm, the winds, the fire, the disruptions. It calls us to ride them like a surfer rides the wave, to navigate it like a master seaman. So the question, I guess, comes to us today. You know, this call comes to Petaluma United Methodist Church. This call comes and the Spirit descends, and we are called to get ready for some messiness, sisters and brothers. God and the Spirit comes to shake us up and move us to a new place where the dividing walls of hostility have come down, and where in a new day we reach out in healing, hope, and new life to a people we have never known before. So yes, yes, what a mess indeed. Oh, but out of this messiness comes power, friends. Out of this disruption comes new possibility. Out of this windstorm of wonder comes the fresh scent of new life. And here we are, as the Pentecost wind comes to Petaluma United Methodist Church. We're here, and we can feel the wind rising. We can feel the Spirit fire descending. What will the Spirit do in this new day? How will we receive the glory of God's disruption? My hope, my prayer, and my absolute conviction is that this church, this people will look at the mess and move. This people will look at the mess. This church, this people will see the wonderful opportunities that arise from a windy day. And even from this COVID time, even from this coming transition, that there are opportunities, there is a sense of power and rejoicing that comes as we reach for new life. Oh, it's Pentecost Sunday, friends. And from this storm, from this winds, we are called to rise up. From this fire of passion, we are called to dream and receive a vision. From the overwhelming love of God, we are called to do what we have done together in this season, and that is to be the church. On Pentecost, we're called not to play act at church, not to play at religion, but in the Spirit to truly embrace the reality that is God's love. You already know and share this love. You already possess deep faith. You already know deep down that something amazing is about to happen. So friends, I wish you a blessed Pentecost. Let us embrace the wind even as we embrace it. Let us become arsons of the Spirit as we light up the world with God's loving, passionate blaze of new life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Sisters and brothers, would you pray with me, and let us enter this time of prayer knowing that the church has many definitions, but its primary definition is the community of Christ called to live the gospel. And we are first and foremost a community, a place where we have each other's back, a place where everyone gets to be safe and to be accepted. So let us pray for Christian community at Petaluma UMC, and let us pray for one another. Holy God, we gather this day as your church. We gather as those connected by the power of the Holy Spirit that comes and shakes up our lives with gale force winds, with a spirit that ignites our hearts on fire. And God, we come out of a world that would caution us, that would have us maintain order over spirit, a world that would have us be controlling before we would be releasing. And so we pray, God, that in this Pentecost moment, in this time of wind and fire, in this time of receiving your spirit, that we would be released, not so much from our desires to organize, but God, from our ignorance of how powerful your disrupting spirit might be. So pour that spirit afresh on us. Where we are tired, lift us up. Where we have run out of ideas, God, fill our minds with joy and creativity. And God, we ask too that you come to us in this time, because all of us receive lives that are full of struggle sometimes. All of us walk days that we feel grief and weariness. And we ask that you fill us, that you hold us, that you seize us with your power, and that you transform our hearts. Bring us together, God. Help us to love each other through our differences and to step into this new day of challenge with joy, with wonder, and with new beginnings in the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Tamaki mami melo malangi, me varoro taikine damuni, me adamaina nomuni matintu, me dagana lo mamuni burbura, me pakasa daga melo malangi. Nisile me viki mami nisingongo na kaka nerutiki mami, ni mbukoda manda nene me miradala, e poka ki mami sambukoda, uere sadagadala viki mami. Ni kako nikotiki mami gine vere, kamuni vambuli ke mami mene va, nisa nomuni na matinitu, kena kaukaua, kena langilangi, asangani mundu. Amen.
Sisters and brothers, this is the time when we pause to return a portion of the blessings that God has given each of us for the work of God's community in Christ. So we are always grateful for your generous spirits and always lovingly challenging one another to see if we cannot do better. In this time of new beginning, we look for resources to continue to grow and do new things in ministry. And there are many ways you can give, friends. You can write a check and drop it by the church office and put it in the door slot. You can write a check and send it to 410 D Street, care of Petaluma United Methodist Church. We even have opportunities to give on our website at www.petalumaumc.org. And now we can even give through texting, which is also outlined on our website. However it is you give, we all here at Petaluma UMC are deeply grateful for your generosity, while always asking ourselves if we creatively, based on the resources we have, if we can always do a little more. We ask this as we go forward and give thanks for your gifts.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God, we dedicate the gifts we've given to your work, to your love, to your way in this world. Help us to be the spirit people that build justice, create hope, and spread love wherever we go. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, hear these words of benediction. As you go today, I pray that you go touched by the flame of the Spirit, with your hair mussed up by that mighty wind. I pray that we go shaken up with eyes to see new things in the midst of the messiness. And I pray that we continue always to treasure one another, to be the community in the blessed name of Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen, and go in peace.